Log Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it. Hip Hop
Live and officially on the air. Checking in is Lady Di on this fabulous, fabulous Family and Friends Friday. I hope that you had a wonderful week and that you two are ready to wind down into the weekend, baby. Poetic, how are you today?
I'm feeling a lot better than the other night, Lady Di.
Good.
You know,
we're glad to hear
that.
Getting
a little ill will the other night.
Yeah, that was our prayer. That was our prayer. And speaking of prayer, let us go to the throne of grace. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you for yet another opportunity to reach out and touch your people. Let us forever go on decrease so you'll know that you're welcome here to go on increase. Hip Hop National belongs to you. You are our CEO. And we're so glad and honored just to be able to serve in your name. I ask a special blessing on all those who would be under the sound of my voice and all who would join the line tonight. May you bless their friends, their family, and their finances like only you can do. We ask all these and many, many more blessings in your silent son, Jesus' name. Amen. So, Eddie, tell me what we're talking about tonight. What's on deck?
All right. I hope you guys don't hear it because the plane is going over me at the moment. But tonight we'll be talking about what is an electronic press kit. That's the EPK. And why do I need one? Pretty much this was invented back in 1995. It was a guy named Andre Gray. He started this, and he actually won the Johannes Gutenberg Inventor Prize. And in an EPK, here are the things that is contained in one. It's your bio, your videos, any audio clips you have, your photos, your press, any press you may have gotten in the news or anything about your stuff. All of those are the different things. And then eventually they went into putting your calendar and your tour dates and everything involved around you. They started the EPK to do that, and then you can email these EPKs to various sources and stuff like that. Also, wanted to say the first person to ever use it was Aaron Hall. So that's just a little history on the EPK.
Okay. You know how and you mean the Aaron Hall that's from the group Guys? That Aaron Hall?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. I like him, too. He had a good album. I never heard from him again. Dang it, Aaron. If you're listening to the show, come on out with some new music. We miss you. All right. Well, Kay, and exactly why a person would need one, this will be an interesting topic, and hopefully we'll have some of our fantastic experts come on the line to help navigate us through this topic.
Okay, so, we have Miami Black. He's on with us right now. And we also have one of his friends, his constituents, didn't get the name yet, but it's 270-498. 270-498. Could you please
Thaddeus,
state your
Thaddeus
name?
Is his name. Thaddeus.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing, sir?
Yeah. I'm doing good.
And what is your name?
Thaddeus. It's Thaddeus. I'm one half of the up-and-coming production team, Rick and Thaddeus Music.
All right. Well, okay. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you on tonight. Thank you both for joining. Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself, who you represent, and where you're calling in from tonight?
So, yeah, I'm calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm, like I said, I'm one half of the production team, Rick and Thaddeus Music, and we're just coming up in the industry, you know, trying to get some placements and things like that, working with a number of different artists. So.
Okay. Well, we're glad that you joined us tonight. Miami Black, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing absolutely well, Yes, definitely. I'm glad that Thaddeus had a chance to come on the show to join us tonight. He's a real hot producer, and I'm sure he'll have a lot of insight in reference to EPK.
Excellent. Why don't you remind people who you are, what you do, where you're calling in from, and all that good stuff. You know the routine by now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm in Miami, Florida, originally from L.A., started out in radio. Again, you know, tagged my way up the ladder in radio. Started out in 2006 when I branched over from radio into the music industry when I partnered up with Gerald at Raw Dog TV, who actually does the exclusive marketing for BET. So that's how I was able to meet a lot of major industry players, managed to stay in contact with those individuals and use the names and everything to get, you know, my thing up off the ground, basically. So now I work with independent artists, and I'm putting together a compilation being distributed by Universal. So it's a pleasure to be on the show.
Oh, you know, the pleasure is always ours. We're so glad that you had a chance to join us. We have really enjoyed you thoroughly. You always are a breath of fresh air and full of a lot of information. So for all of you ladies and gents, it's time for you to get your pen and paper and get ready to take some fantastic notes. This will be like all the other shows, full of lots of information, and you don't want to miss your opportunity to dial in to 213-559-2995, ask your questions, give your comments. This is a chance for you to learn, get in sponge mode, and soak it all up. And if you are next to a computer, you can definitely join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com. with the /to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your girl, Lady Di, alongside Poetic, and we're getting ready to jump right into the topic. And tonight we're talking about electronic press kits. That's right, that are known as CAVs. And why is that so important, and why should you definitely have one as an artist in this industry? And Thaddeus, I'm going to start with you with your opening remarks. Why EPKs are so important in today's environment, and why should artists make sure that they have one?
I basically think an electronic press kit, if you have one that is that's well-polished and you have a good biography, you have a lot of press, and you have some good videos and things of that nature, then I think, for one, it makes a great first impression on whoever you're sending it to, whether it be as a producer sending it to an artist trying to get your music used by that artist, or whether you're an artist contacting a producer and saying, hey, I like your music and I'd like to work with you. If you send me an electronic press kit that looks good, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to contact you back trying to work with you. So I think all it really comes down to is it makes you look like you're well put together, looks like you're organized, and it really looks like you're working hard. And I think those are principles that everyone needs to have to make it in the industry. So when you show that up front, then you already increase your chances of making it with whoever you're contacting.
And people are always talking about money. This is one of those things that if you do it right and you hit the nail on the head, you can actually have a $1 million look and sound without having that shoestring budget. And so, Miami, I want to get your opening remarks as well as it relates to this, because that seems to be, you know, the bigger challenge with most of these starving artists. You know, they just don't have the money to get a lot of things done professionally. But this is one of those things that they can actually take a stab at without the big budget, but give them that big budget look and sound and feel. Your thoughts?
Definitely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of photographers out there that, you know, are making their way up the ladder that are reasonably priced that you can go to as far as a headshot is concerned, because, you know, you have to definitely get a group shot or some sort of headshot. Now, with the way the internet is set up nowadays, you got the webcam. You can actually put together a nice little commercial spot using actually your webcam to display your talent. If you want to start off that way, otherwise you can, you know, find a photographer or a videographer in your area by going down to your local college. I mean, you can go to your local college and run into students who are, you know, in school for photography and school for these different things, and you can actually get them for a little or nothing. So if I were starting out as an artist, I would definitely be at my local college trying to get in contact with anybody, any type of student that's into the photography game or videography game, and you'd be surprised what type of work they could do for a little nothing, shoestring budgets.
I like that. So let me ask you, Daddy, I mean, you had talked about, you know, people would take it serious, you know, if you have everything together. Do you find now, especially even being a producer, that when people approach you, is this something that is the expectation now from your point of view, or is this more of the exception?
It is an exception, but it should be an expectation. I mean, very rarely does anyone actually send me a well-polished press kit to look over so I can actually see who they are as an artist. Most of the time, people just holler at you and say, hey, y'all like your beats, man, I want to collab, or, yo, I'd like for you to work on my project, and that's cool, because we'll respond to everybody and try and talk to everybody. But it's definitely a plus if they could come with something right there that's a hard copy that I can go through and I can see your photos, and like if you have good photos and videos, I mean, it lets me know that you care about what you're doing, so it's worth my time. So, I mean, it should be an expectation, but honestly, it's an exceptional few that do it.
Wow, interesting. Now, I want to take a moment to welcome Lynn Brown to the show. You're live and on the air here at Hip Hop National Radio. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can't complain. Just enjoying the comments that I'm listening to.
Good. Why don't you introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are, where you're calling in from, and what you do?
Well, I'm the president of the Broward Gospel Announcers Guild, and we're here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we deal with a lot of independent gospel artists who are trying to climb up the ladder and make names for themselves. And one of my responsibilities is educating the artists on EPKs and explaining to them all the components that they would need to have in their EPK, such as putting their bios together before they even get started. A lot of times you'll see EPKs or the bios based on basic information are not well together put information. What the artist needs to understand is that they need to put in the who, the what, the when, the where, and the whys into their bio so that when they go to do their EPK, it will reflect, they'll be able to fill in the gaps, and it'll show the who, the what, the when, the where, and the whys so that when someone from a major record label is looking, they'll be looking for key things to say, okay, well, maybe this artist is ready to go to the next level. Maybe we do want to give them a chance to sign them up. So we try to prepare them from ground level so that they, when they do get looked at from the major labels, they'll already be prepared.
Excellent. Well, we're so glad that you had a chance to join us tonight. So in the service that you provide, by the end of their dealings with you, they will have a completed EPK. Is that what I'm hearing?
They will have an EPK. They will also bio. They will have a press kit as well, a regular press kit. They'll have both. So we're having both because some people have not graduated to the EPK yet. It's still something that's new to a lot of. In the gospel arena, that's something new. So it's still being introduced. So most people are still dealing with paper, bios, the actual photograph, and they want to see the music, a CD or whatever, the CD cover. So we're trying to graduate them from that to using the EPKs where the music and everything and their backgrounds, the bios, and everyone that they're affiliated with is within the EPK.
So how long is your program?
Well, what it is not necessarily a program. It actually is, we're an organization that was founded over 40 years ago by the Reverend James Cleveland. And what we do is we have members in our organization so the artists can become members. And when they come to the monthly meetings, we have monthly workshops to educate them on how to get to the next level in the industry. We educate them on how to write their bios, how to even write songs, stage presentation, the next look that they should have. We try to teach them how to be individuals rather than be the next look-alike. All the basic things that they will need to present themselves.
Continue in our discussion tonight for all of those of you who are just joining. You are officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. This is Lady Di alongside Poetic, and we have an all-star cast, as always, serving as our experts for tonight as we navigate our way through this discussion of electronic fresh hits, better known as ETK. So I want to go to you, Miami, because if you had to pick apart all the pieces that are in the ETKs, and someone who's an aspiring artist who's listening tonight, they want to get started first thing in the morning, what, in your opinion meaning it can't be wrong, just your experience, what would you tell them to work on first that's in there that's so important?
The wording in their the biography, the wording in their resume, their presentation, and their headshot package, and their actual product, their music. The most important is the music. And, you know, what is as important as that is a headshot, a look, image, because, you know, image is everything. Pepsi, or one of the soda companies, came out with that one. Image is everything, definitely. You know, if you think back to the Milli Vanilli story, you know, they were the guys that, you know, didn't even sing the actual track. They had other people that were singing a track, but to Hollywood, they didn't look as famous, or they didn't look as good, or they didn't project themselves as artists. What they were looking for, what the producers were looking for at the time, so they got Milli Vanilli to do it. I mean, so image is definitely everything. Looks, you know, they look at everything. So presentation, the way the biography is worded, is pretty good. Your resume, you know, they look at that very closely as well. So it really, it all is very important, equally important.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thaddeus, I would love to hear your comments on that, you know, because a lot of times they look for us to help them kind of work their way through the processes once we introduce it to them. So now that we're talking about the electronic press kit, you know, what do you believe should be their first step in starting to complete this task?
I would say definitely make sure your music is as good as it can be. And by that, I mean making sure it's mixed and mastered properly so that when you do get ready to put it out in your press kit, it sounds as good as it can. Personally, I'm a fan of the music speaking for itself. So after that, I would say a good biography, because I'm someone who will read through, and I like to know about the artist's history and everything, and if it's worded well and it sounds good, usually that's a plus. And definitely the image has a lot to do with it, but as a producer, sometimes I tend to try and overlook the image, but as an artist, you have to have a great image. So I would say the first step is making sure your music's on point, because without that, you don't have anything to sell.
I like it. And Princess Divine, I know that you are actually working with a lot of new artists to help them put these together. So in your opinion, what would you have them focus on first as they begin to pull this together?
Well, the first thing I would have them to focus on was pulling together all of their information. You know, in the biography, you know, when were you born? Or you may want to start out, you know, I'm the eighth child, and I began to sing at the age of two. Something that they need to create a timeline in their bio so that they can have all their information. So they, you know, in creating that timeline, they need to make sure they have all their information together. After they have all of that together, then we can start working on the image. because as the other speaker stated, image is key because you are your product. We are what people see before we even hear. So the image is going to be the next thing that catches the eye. But after the image, then as we begin to read, we want to match what we read according to the image. So make sure you got all your data together first, then work on the image.
Now, Miami, do you think in this day and age, because we have, you know, definitely gone viral, you know, everybody is on computers, you know, what is it to say about these some people that are still caught up in the old way of doing things? I mean, is it still just as acceptable to have a regular paper press kit as it is the ETK? Miami?
I'm sorry. I didn't quite get the question. What was the question again? I'm sorry. You were coming in and out.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. You were coming in and out before.
My question was, in this day and age of social media, everybody doing everything via the computer, what about folks who are still stuck in the old way of doing things and still have their press, you know, in their hand, paper-wise? Do people who are looking at those things, you know, are they judged any harder because it's not electronic?
No, absolutely not. And if you think about it, you know, those, you know, older players in the entertainment game right now that's still playing are the same key players that was playing 25 years ago who, you know, couldn't rely on the internet. And a lot of those, you know, people, those producers or executive producers that are in charge then, that were in charge then, are still in charge now. And they want it the old-fashioned way. I mean, you take Hollywood, for instance. You know, if you want to be an actor, you got to actually send in a physical headshot and a resume. It's not about the computer. It's not about go to my website and see how many hits. Those producers, those executive producers who make the decisions, they can care less about how many people went to your website. I mean, these guys are still stuck in the past. They're very old-fashioned, and they're used to doing it the old way. So, yeah, the ones upstairs definitely are the old schoolers, are the ones that have been in the business 20, 30, 40 years, and they're still there, and they still hold their same positions to today, and they will be in those positions until they die.
Thaddeus, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I would think it's a benefit to have a press kit on paper as well as electronic. If I were a big time producer or something like that, then yeah, if I was from the old school, I would definitely prefer the paper as opposed to the electronic, because a lot of people can't even keep up with the time, so they haven't made that switch. And if you have a physical press kit as well as an electronic press kit, then you're doing double of what the other artists are doing. If anything else, it shows you have a little more drive than them because you went the extra step.
Did you have anything to add to that?
I pretty much agree with the gentleman that it is good to have the paper on file and to submit that, because a lot of times what happens is they get a lot of emails saying, you know, here's my press kit, here's my press kit, here's my MP3 file. But what can really set you apart for the artist who's really trying to get in the face of those executives is if you have a well-together-put press kit that's on paper and they get it in the mail, that's what's going to set you apart now, because the competition is very stiff today.
Wow.
I mean, can I cut in real quick? This was one real quick thing here.
Uh-huh.
Miami Black.
Go ahead,
Black. Don't sway away from CDs. You know, that's, if you are an artist, do not sway away from CDs. Getting actual CDs done, pressed and compressed the way they were originally compressed. And those CDs need to go directly to the distribution companies, because the way they're looking at it now, they're looking at bringing them CDs back. So you need to include a CD in that press kit.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I agree.
Wow, that's good insight. Let's go to the line. Let's talk to caller 305-401. 305-401. You're now live and on the air here at Hip Hop National Radio. State your name and where you're calling from.
My name is DJ PK, Preacher Kid from Miami, Florida, from WNBM 1490 AM radio station. Hello, everybody.
Hello, good evening.
All right, all right.
Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, well, just a question, I guess, to encourage all of the artists when it comes down to just coming in the middle of the conversation. I'm hearing everybody talking about press kits and things like that. I don't know if anybody touched on the fact of whenever you're sending press kits out to, I guess, radio stations or companies and things like that, make sure you have a communication line with someone. Sometimes artists sometimes just send packages to the address. But it's good that you either have a chance to actually communicate with somebody verbally over the phone or either met with them face-to-face. That way you know your press kit is actually being recognized and things like that, and find out exactly what it is that they want. I'm noticing now at these times and days, some companies, some radio stations, some A&Rs, they look for specific things from the artists. Some may ask for the full song, some may ask for half of the song. And a lot of times most artists don't know that, and they just send your things to them, and basically it gets put to the side and just gets stacked up in a room somewhere. So it's very important, a key thing, like I was saying, it's just to make sure you communicate with somebody before sending your press kit off.
That is such a great comment. And you want to take that a step further. That's so important because people are investing their time and their money in this, and who wants to have their stuff, just like you said, thrown in a sack to the side that nobody ever gets to hear or see. So that's a very, very good point. Thank you for your comments. We're so glad that you've joined and stick around.
Yes,
that way if you have some more insight to share, we'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for the hour. And I have been telling you guys all week long about a big surprise we have. Al, someone has some background notes. Can you find out what time it is and kill it, please? And so we've been teasing you kind of all week, telling you about a big surprise. And, you know, it's something that definitely has me interested and also excited. I have been like you, waiting and waiting patiently to hear a wonderful interview by none other than T-Pain. And he also will be the one lacing our new edition of our magazine. So we're so delighted to hear what Valder Beebe, one of the world's most phenomenal interviewers, has to say and pull out of T-Pain during the interview. So we'll be listening to it in segments tonight, and the first one up will be just moments away, and then we'll listen to music like we always do. We'll come back and go into a feedback session and also get your comments about T-Pain's interview. So with no further ado, ladies and gents, sit back, relax, and enjoy the first segment of T-Pain's interview. We'll be back on the other side with much, much more as we're talking tonight about electronic press kits. That's right, EPKs. And we have a dynamic cast on of experts in Miami Black and Thaddeus, and also Princess Divine is on the line. We also have other radio personalities who've joined the show. So you have everything you need right here. Get your pen and paper and get ready to absorb more and more information. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back.
This is a Hip Hop National exclusive with Valder Beebe.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe here on Hip Hop National Radio. I have the distinct honor and the unique pleasure to interview T-Pain. Take a listen to this.
To my listening audience, I want to thank you for joining me on this beautiful, glorious, wonderful day. But my job is to get the best guests on planet Earth, and I've got a great guest for you. I've got the singer, rapper, producer, and artist, T-Pain. He's going to talk about his album that's coming out. T-Pain, welcome to the Valder Beebe Show for the first time.
Hello. I guess I'm one of the best guests on planet.
You are. I was watching one of your videos, my producer and I. You're very, very talented.
I try to do what I can, you know, and I'm just blessed to have the talent that I have, and I'm going to keep it pushing every time, you know?
Well, you're very highly thought of, and everybody, when we did our research, you know, people knew who you were. Tell us a little bit about your new album coming out, and tell me how you evolved to get to be this great talent.
I think it's just a, I think it's more of a natural human growth, and not so much as a, you know, trying to get better and really working. I mean, basically, it just kind of happened. You know, it's not an overnight thing. I mean, of course, it takes work and, you know, hard pressing, but I mean, I more like to let it come naturally, and God just took care of me and made it happen.
That's so nice of you to say that. Tell me about your new album you're talking about, and you want people to know who's on it.
Well, I mean, right now, I got a big list of people. I got Lil Wayne, I got DJ Chucky, Pitbull, you know, of course, Wiz Khalifa, Lily Allen, Chris Brown is featured on the album twice. Man, I got my group, One Chance, Neo, R. Kelly, E-40. I mean, it's a lot. It's the list is really big.
How are you able to bring these artists together? Because I'm thinking they're from different record companies and things like that. Is it because who you are, they want to be a part of that or stand in your energy of greatness, as I call it?
I think it's more of a respect. You know, I respect, you know, every artist that I come in contact with. I respect artists that I've never met. So, you know, once they see the mutual respect, I think they come into the whole thing, you know, not expecting money or they just want to be able to work with me, and they know for a fact I want to be able to work with them. I mean, you know, a lot of these people are legends, so, you know, I have to be a part of what they have going on, and, you know, that if they want to come into the new world and mess with T-Pain, and I totally embrace that.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBeebeShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at hiphopnational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
All Ready Gear is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than T-shirts. We do business cards, padfolios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Poetic, are you going to take us to music? Music. Poetic, did we lose you? Oh, God.
What's hell? Out on this. Hey, 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 hey.
We wouldn't be able to do any of this without our visionary and founder, and, of course, my producer extraordinaire, Poetic. So always do what we do. Miami Black has just become one of our resident experts, and so that means this is his home as well, and so we're glad to have him on. And he's doing what he's supposed to do. He, you know, is definitely not slipping in his tiffin. He's went out there and brought back some more talent and some more experience and some more experts, and Thaddeus is on with us because of it, and we're so grateful to get some of your time and be able to bend your ear and then also listen so we can soak up some of the wisdom and knowledge you have for us. Tonight in particularly, we're talking about electronic press kits, better known in our industry as EPKs. And we've been talking about how important it is and kind of what the industry is requesting and what they're looking for and their expectations. And I thought on this part of the segment, what I wanted to do is just really go into exactly who they should be sending this to. Because I think sometimes, you know, especially when you're growing and, you know, they're real green right now, they're aspiring to do that, I'm not even sure. They're just not learning what an EPK is. Now, say they get it all together, they're on top of their game, they're on point and ready to move forward. Who should they actually be sending these to? Thaddeus?
I would personally send my electronic press kit to anybody I'm trying to contact. Any new business venture, any record label executive, any A&R, any manager, literally anyone who I'm trying to contact in the music business deserves to get a press kit if they don't know me or they're not familiar with me.
I like that. And you know what else I love? I got to give you props. I got to give you kudos. See, this is the woman intuition in me. I can tell, especially with a man, I can tell when y'all paying attention. I can tell when you're on point and you've been listening. I could, you in some place by yourself and you on point. I mean, as soon as I give you a question, you own it. You answering, you've heard it. I got your undivided attention and I like that. We're going to have you back. I'm loving you already. We can teach
Thanks,
some of
I
these
love
other
you
ones. Back. Yes, we can teach some of these other knuckleheads some things. I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't quite get that. Can you go back? If you just give me 2 minutes, I'm going to end. So thank you, Thaddeus, for being such a gentleman and listening to me and allowing us to be able to engage in such a wonderful discussion. And I appreciate that. So I had to give you your props because I love when a man gives me his undivided attention.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome.
All right, Miami, your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I would focus on sending it to one place at a time. You know, you can only focus on one situation at a time. Me, myself, when I went after a job in radio, when I had to submit, you know, a package or a kit, I would focus on one station at a time until I get an answer. So I would take probably about, if I was an artist, well, I would take probably about 50 to 100 CDs. I will package it in a real big, excruciating, you know, box or something like that with a big ribbon on it with some, you've got to be creative, you know, and I would have something like that delivered there. And then I would have
that
delivered every single day for a week. And inside that box, I would have at least 50 to 100 CDs packaged, ready to go.
That's a good
wow.
idea.
You know, I
and
like
I
that. Mistaken. And I want to ask you this. So is it some truth? And I want to ask you and Thaddeus this. I'll start with you, Miami, since you have the mic. But so is there some truth to the more different and creative you become and it stands out that sometimes that really does get their attention?
Oh, of course. Of course, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stand out. First of all, these programmers, you know, and these program directors, they're very busy people. They hung up, you know, on getting the same thing every day, same results, and they're bored. I mean, bored, literally, to the point to where they just, you know, sit in their office and wait on something spectacular to happen, whether it's a girl to show up, you know, to give them a lap dance or whatever. I mean, you know, you have to really be very creative and think outside the box. So they get a delivery one day, and they got an oversized box with a ribbon on it with 50 to 100 CDs, and everybody got CDs running around. They're going to wonder, who the hell is this guy? You know, who sent this? And then they get another package the next day? Oh, my God. Then the next day? Oh, my God. Just, you know, the office is going bananas. So, you know, you got to think outside the box and be very creative.
Thaddeus, what are your thoughts about that idea?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, that's exactly what you have to do. You have to set yourself apart from your competition. And if that means big bows and boxes and lap dances, whatever, do all that.
I like how he slid the lap dance in and you co-signed for it. I love it.
Yeah.
I can tell y'all hang out. Go have your girl, put your girl out there and put on a mini skirt, go give a laugh. That's wild. So, Eddie, what are your thoughts about this?
Well, I personally think what my man said is a little redundant. If you keep on hitting it, it's going to hit your pocket real heavy, too. Because you got. Don't get me wrong. You got to landscape the area. Me personally, if I'm going, I kind of do what Thaddeus said is to put it out to many people who come back at me. Then I start hitting them, letting them know that you know I'm real about it. But don't get me wrong. I just think it'd be too redundant to give. Because that it becomes to a point where a person starts to ignore you. My opinion.
So if somebody was trying to get in the jam to slam it, and they sent you something every day, you're not gonna put them in the jam to slam it.
Oh yeah, I'm
exactly.
Well, you know, don't, you got a point.
Hey, exactly. if they send you some lap dances, that won't get your attention.
His wife gonna beat him down.
Hey, brother, I plead the fifth. All I can say, I plead the fifth.
He gonna have to decline it. He gonna be like, I'm sorry, I can't sign for that package. That's off the chain. So, poetic. I've been meaning to say this to you, and, you know, it's so funny when you build chemistry with someone and everybody's always asking, like, oh, my God, you and Poetic, y'all act like brothers and sisters. Y'all always, you know, I'm entertained. But our little secret is that Poetic hired me through a phone interview, so I haven't met him. And so I was going to surprise you, Poetic, by letting you know that I'm going to be hanging out, because you know I'm a sports fanatic, at the NBA All-Star Game, which is in Orlando. So we got to make sure that we connect when I'm in Florida.
Really? So when is this, baby? Because you know I'm following sports. So.
Exactly. That's why I'm letting you know ahead of time. You have a whole month to plan for my arrival. I'll be in town from February the 23rd until February the 26th. So maybe the Friday show or something, we can hang out and do the show together.
Cool. That'd be great. February 23rd. Wow, that's a surprise. 23rd and where?
23rd to the 26th.
Oh, thank
wow. What a surprise.
And so I was just saying, since Miami is, you know, still a few hours away, Miami can plan to be in town for that weekend as well. And we can all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we got to make that happen because I've fallen in love with Miami and I've never seen him. I'm like, you know, this is getting crazy. I'm making all these connections and I mean, God, at least I would say I know what my men are looking like. So I'm looking forward to meeting all of y'all that weekend.
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to meeting you. So, yeah, I got to make everything impossible because I won't miss that for nothing
yes.
in the world. Even if I'm not into sports, I'll be into sports that day.
Yay. So this is an open and extended invitation to all of our listeners and our partners and sponsors and everybody. We will all be trying to connect in Orlando the weekend of February 23rd. So if you are going to be in the area and want to participate in the festivities and meet the team, that's where we're going to be. So we'll give you more details as the days draw near. And I'm excited. So that's something for the books. And so I'm so excited, and I just wanted to share that. I've been meaning to tell you about your little surprise, but it just hit my heart tonight, so I'm glad I thought about it. So there.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. For those of you who are just joining us and wondering what the heck we're talking about, you're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your girl, Lady Dot, alongside some wonderful, phenomenal men. We have Thaddeus, Miami Black, and also Poetic on the line. And, of course, you know that my remorse is always somewhere in the background holding us down like only she can. She is the CEO of the Hip Hop National Magazine, and she does her thing. That's what she does. I'm going to have to try to work on her a ticket because it would be awesome to get her out there, too, and then the whole gang will be in the full effect. So we're going to work on that. We got to work on Myra's ticket. Yeah. We will have a ball.
Yeah, we got to work on that. Let me see what she's saying on that one.
Yes.
I'm in. She said she's in.
Definitely in. That's my road dog. Wherever I roll, she's ready to go. So that's not the thing. We'll just have to work out the logistics. But we're going to have to make that happen. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. So tonight we have the pleasure of talking about electronic press kits. And they're better known in our industry as EPKs. And we've just been gathering so much information. So I have one more question for the guys before we go to our next break in our second segment of T-Pain's interview, along with some wonderful music and our second feedback session. And, of course, Lady Di's Hot Topics. So you already know you can't move and go anywhere because there's so much more yet to come. So let me ask you this, Thaddeus. What would you say to the aspiring artists who are listening to you tonight why they should make this EPK something on their priority list that they need to start working on immediately if they don't have it?
Well, I think it's honestly the way the music industry is moving. It's one of the more important things that you can have up front to show someone that you are really serious about your craft and that you take pride in what you do. So being that that's what you would lead out with to contact most of these people that you're trying to get in touch with, or maybe it's not how you reach out to contact them, but maybe you've had contact with them and they ask you to send something. You want to send something that's the highest quality you can because this is your first impression with them on that level, on a professional level. So when you present yourself that way, it always looks great to an executive, an A&R, whoever it is, and that should be high on your priority list just for the simple fact that that's first contact. That's the first time they're going to hear your music most likely. So I say you need to push that real high up on your priority list if it's not.
Well said. Miami Black, your thoughts?
I just have to piggyback what that is, had to say, and say, you know, that's absolutely correct. Definitely, that is definitely something that needs to take priority.
Well, Eddie, do you have any closing thoughts on that particular question before we go to break?
No, not on that particular statement right now, Lady Dow. Sorry.
Let me ask you this, since you have the mic. People are always asking how they can get connected to Hip Hop National. What can they do to support us in our movement and our mission? What do you have to say to that?
Well, you definitely want to log on to hiphopnational.com. You can be a part of this this movement. Just simply sending in your music. Do a test drive. Check us out. See how we work. And then, therefore, after that, you'll see that the chemistry that we bring along with you being involved, we can actually landscape and change the world with your music. So also we connect with the dots between you, the major industry persons that come on fire, like Miami Black. This guy's been in this business for quite some time. And then we had Capitol Records on Monday, and on Tuesday we had an entertainment lawyer. I'm just letting you know the network that we're bringing to you, you should take advantage of it by logging on to hiphopnational.com and /JAMIT, and that will give you the form to sign up and get to upload your music now. Or hiphopnational.com, there's a tab up there that says sign up here. And most of all, I'm going to tell you like this. If this information is vital to you, definitely you want to help us out by simply donating. That right there, let us know that you're appreciative about what we do for you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Believe me, Lady Di really put in her time. And Mommy Black, and Myra Morris, all of us really come in to make sure we do this for you guys faithfully. So definitely contribute. It'll help us out. Lady Di, you know how to pour.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first segment of T-Pain's interview with the wonderful, renowned Bowser BB. We are getting ready to go into our second segment of that. You'll hear we have to, of course, pay some bills, and then we'll be hearing from another artist by the name of Co-Airs, and it's called House Check. There is a lot on the other side, so you don't want to go anywhere, and I'll meet you on that side in just a moment. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio.
I wanted me to ask you, how do you feel when everyone started using auto-tune that you brought back into popularity? One of my producers wants to know that.
I loved it, actually. I mean, I just felt it kind of confused me, but I mean, it felt great that, you know, a new artist such as myself could come into the game and have, you know, legends like Snoop and, you know, and Kanye and, you know, one of the great artists like Drake and Lil Wayne, like have people like that follow what you're doing. I think that's awesome.
You're very, very gracious and humble. That's a great asset for a big talent.
I try.
Well, let me ask you, in the 51st Grammys, and you can tell me if this is true or not, did you win Best Rap Album?
I did not. Oh, man, that would have been awesome.
Well, they said you should have anyway.
There it is. I think so, too. That would have been great.
Well, in the future, who do you want to work with that you have not worked with? The list is so long of the people you've already worked with. Is there anybody left?
I don't think there's anybody left on my, you know, so-called wish list. But, anybody that wants to work with me, I'm totally down for the call.
Well, this is a little bit more personal. You can answer if you want to.
Sure.
How many automobiles do you own?
Automobiles? Oh, 34. I have 34 cars.
Okay, is that a passion? Or tell me why so many now.
You know what? I kind of don't know. It just kind of started happening. You know, cars just started accumulating in my yard.
They just start showing up, right?
Yeah, they keep making new cars. It's really messing me up right now. So, you know, as long as they keep making new cars, all these new features and stuff, and, you know, of course, I don't want to get rid of my old car. You know, I have them all the way from, you know, the 60s all the way to 2012.
Okay, so the 60s are before you were born. I know that. Gotta
yeah,
be.
Of course. I got to respect the muscles of America, though, you know.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO, visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Are you in need of studio recording, beats, graphic designs, photography, artist consultation, or duplication? Then you need to see my main man. That's right. You need to swing by and holler at KB at Big T Studios inside Big T Plaza in Dallas, Texas, where we're more than just a studio.
This is a house check. Keep your attention on your tongue and eyes. Tongue spits venom, eyes of your demise. This is a house check. Tongue starts mess. I seek the world, bringing upon your death.
This is a house check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Who and what am I listening to? This is a house check. 1, 2, 1, 2. What plans do I got with these hands? Hey yo,
this is a house check.
Will my feet be walking? Am I walking as a light or living in a coffin?
This is a house check.
Am I creeping at night? Just because she my girl doesn't mean she my wife.
This is a house check. Check, check.
Mouse beats, wickedness, tongue utters deceit. Job 27, the hypocrite's defeat. After the flood, God confused all the tongues. Evil and they mental, one accord is one.
Evil, man.
It's dangerous in what you spew out your mouth. Cause what comes out determines the final route. Last not least, eyes are straight beat. Be made to see so in the land of the peace. Eyes of the lamp in the light of the carcass. One false move or put your body in darkness. Watch what you see, plucking out the opposed. I'd rather live right than go to hell as whole.
This is a house check.
Inspecting my members, what I'm holding on to that I need to surrender.
This is a house check.
Inspecting my members, what I'm holding on to that I need to surrender.
This is a house check.
The unclean man with unclean hands give way to some unclean plans. So I ask, what are we doing with our hands? Sustained by his right hand, it's only right we stand on his commands. Yeah, yo, the game gotta change. Can't run with the same old game. Can't listen to the same old thing. Some say that's nonsense, but these the same ones that straddle the fence. Doing the same thing, expecting change, that's insane. The very definition, and yes, it's gossip if you only listen. House check, 1, 2, 1, 2. House check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey yo,
this is a house check.
Inspecting my members, what I'm holding on to that I need to surrender.
This is a house check.
Inspecting my members, what I'm holding on to that I need to surrender.
This is a house check.
Plus we gotta check our lower extremities. In these places that we going is the Lord please. A man who walk by day won't stumble, but a man who try to walk by night and have a big tumble. God said be fruitful and multiply. So it's a sin to bless yourself and kill a life. And it's just fornication if it ain't your wife. So it's better to marry and to get it right. Cause our bodies are members of Christ. So do I take Christ's member and unite it with somebody's wife? So consider the paths of your feet. Let your ways be established and your righteousness be.
This is a house check.
Inspecting my members, what I'm holding on to that I need to surrender.
This is a house check.
Inspecting my members, what I'm holding on to that I need to surrender.
This is a house check.
Inspecting my members, what I'm holding on to that I need to surrender.
This is a house check, 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 check.
You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, alongside Poetic Thaddeus and Miami Black. Of course, my remorse is always somewhere in the background holding us down. And tonight we're talking about electronic press kits. That's right, EPKs. Before we get back into that wonderful discussion with our gentlemen who are on the line tonight, I want to find out exactly what everybody thought about the song. So we're going to do a feedback session where you get an opportunity, one being the lowest and 10 being the highest. The name of this song was House Check. And it's by Co-Air. Let's hit the lines first. 757-559. Caller 757-559. You're now live and on the air here in Hip Hop National. State your name and where you're calling from.
True Music, Chesapeake, Virginia.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Did you get a chance to hear the song?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Okay, what are your thoughts about Co-Air's House Check?
I can't really say too much.
Okay, do you have a rating or did you have a question?
I was actually calling them because I had a friend of mine, Dante, he told me to call. He just told me, he sent me the number. He was like, yo, call, like, now. He was telling me all about you, but he'd been telling me about the radio show for so long, and I just got a chance to be live, and I was listening to the topic, and, you know.
Excellent. Well, we're so glad that you joined the line. Please stick around, and if you are moved to ask a question or you have a comment later on in the show, just press the number one and we'll come back to you. But we're so glad that you're on tonight, okay?
All right. Can I ask one more thing?
Sure, go ahead.
Is it a way that I can have my music promoted on the radio show?
You can. Just log on to www.hiphopnational.com and click on the Jam It or Slam It and fill out the form, and we will definitely stay connected to you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thaddeus, what did you think about Claire's and House Check? What did you think about the song, Thaddeus?
You know, I liked it. It was, once again, a well-produced song. Like the last one, I thought it was a little more original than that. But, you know, it just kind of lacked that, the catchiness. The chorus didn't really bring me in like that, but I definitely enjoyed the song. It's something I might put on my iPod, so I give it a strong 8.
All right, good. 8 is good. Got a swing to Miami Black. Miami Black, what did you think about Co-Airs and House Check?
The song was okay. I don't think there was anything too dynamic about the song. It didn't really pull me in. You know, just a song. 6, I give it a 6.
All right, 6 it is. Poetic, your thoughts about Co-Airs and House Check?
I thought that it was more like a rhythm track, rhythm and a bass track. I would have loved to hear a little bit more instrument. It was kind of you just rolling on a bass and a kick, and I just thought it was kind of empty, and it could have held a little bit more. I'll be honest with you, I give it about a 5.
All right, well there you have it, ladies and gents. Co-Airs and House Check, a couple of side notes for you. You can take that back to the studio, and then we'd love to hear what you have when you come back out again. It's always nice to get feedback from the experts of the house. So there you have it. Our second feedback goes down in history for tonight. We are getting closer and closer into winding down into the weekend. And it's time for our hot topics. I know it's Miami's favorite part of the show. He never knows what I'm going to be talking about. And asking him and Thaddeus to participate and help me out. So, I want to ask you, dear Miami Black, I'm kind of straddling the fence. I'm feeling some kind of way. You know why? Because when you're in this entertainment industry, I believe you have to kind of know what you sign up for. And as you become more popular, well-known, your life is now displayed in a public light. So I think as a successful person in the industry, any type of entertainment, you have to kind of be ready for that. But do you believe that there is a certain line at some point that should be drawn? You know, where it's like everything that happens in your life is, you know, it's just always on the front page. And what I'm alluding to is what we're just now witnessing with the whole Demi Moore story. You know, so of course now speculations, is this because Ashton Kutcher, you know, and the divorce whole thing, and now we're finding out that, you know, she was dealing with substance abuse even before, with Ruth Willis, and, you know, just recently she had a relapse. And, I mean, how much of the media pressure comes into the impact of one's life as well? And, again, back to my original question, do you think, you know, when you look at the industry, is there ever a line that should be drawn, Miami?
No, absolutely. I don't think so. I don't think at all. I think that these celebrities are now celebrities, and you know, today they're big, and they're huge celebrities, and that's just the price that you have to pay to be a celebrity. I mean, you know, you are in the limelight. I mean, if you don't like the limelight, You know, don't go out and try to be a celebrity. If you like a personal life, then, you know, don't go out and try to be a celebrity because, you know, your life is in the limelight. And to be totally honest with you, a lot of these celebrities, you know, they put their own business out there for marketing and for sales. I mean, you know, there are certain things that you can keep private. But, you know, if you're, you know, out, you know, constantly trying to tip off the media, you know, with your story, just to get out there in the limelight to sell records, to sell magazines. You know, a lot of these artists are putting themselves out there. So, you know, do you blame the media? No, I don't blame the media at all.
Wow. So it's some truth about that little line in the song that says sometimes I call the paparazzi myself. Wow. That's deep. Thaddeus, what are your thoughts?
I pretty much agree. You can't blame the media. I kind of think it's a shame that the public is so enthralled with the life of a celebrity. Because to me, it's not important what my favorite rapper or actor is doing at the moment or what's going on in their life. I just like their material. I think if people would think a little bit more along those lines, it wouldn't be a problem.
Wow. Well, Eddie, you have any comments for that?
Well, I got to definitely say when you put yourself out there in the media, you got to look at it this way. Walking into it, you already know what you're getting into. And it's not like you're blindsided that you're going to be flooded with media coming at you. You already prepared for it, but you want fame, but you just don't want the walk of fame.
Wow. But, I mean, can you ever really get prepared for cameras in your face every time you go? I mean, you're sitting trying to have a quiet dinner with your son and click, 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 click. You know, take the car for a car wash. And I mean, can you ever really get ready for, like, all of that?
I don't know. Lady Di, we're going to be real successful on this show, and they're going to be doing you like that.
I think at some point, though, I mean, when you look at that and we get to witness what we've been witnessing, just for all celebrities, you know, even to the point where, let's take a step back at the beginning of the month when Jigga and Beyonce have their baby. You know, you have to pay $1.3 million to block off a whole level of a hospital just to keep from having people leak pictures of your baby. I mean, isn't there kind of like a fine line where you kind of want to be successful to the point where you can be comfortable in your life but not at the point of giving up all of your privacy? I mean, what are your thoughts?
Who is that directly connected to?
You, Poetic.
You got to ask that question again. I'm sorry. I passed the mic.
I was just asking. I already know you're not a Thaddeus. I know you don't hardly ever pay attention to me, so I don't mind repeating. But I was just saying, though, but when you look at that, and if you had to write the script to your life, wouldn't you want to be at the point where you can be successful enough to be comfortable, take care of your family, but not at the point where you have to sacrifice all of your privacy?
Lady Guy, but reality is, it's just history. It shows you that over and over they're in your face. They want a piece of you. They want every piece of you to put in the media. For one, it's a lot of money involved in it. You know, it's a lot of sales that goes into it. They take one good photo of you doing something. Believe me, the credits that they get on it, they get awards for it. They get paid for it. So trust me, as you're doing your job, they're doing theirs. Just the way it goes.
Interesting. And then the last thing I'll close with tonight on Hot Topic is, and I'll start with you, Thaddeus, what are your thoughts? President Barack Obama has put his Chrysler 300 out on eBay for $1 million. What do you think about that?
if I had a million, I'd probably buy it, is what I think. But, I don't understand. I haven't even heard about that, so I don't have too many comments on it, but that's interesting, though.
Okay, okay. Well, of course you haven't heard about it because Hot Topics you hear first from Lady Di. Now, while you're going about this weekend, you'll start hearing about it. And you said, I heard it first from Lady Di and her Hot Topics on Hip Hop National Radio because they always have the insights first.
That's what I'm going to tell them.
Miami Black, what do you think about that? The president that put his $300 out there for a meal on eBay, you think there's going to be some taking?
No, I'm not surprised at all. That's a typical brother, man, you know. I mean, he needs some money. He got a big campaign coming this year, and he wants to set a platform and more power to him. You know, he needs to put about 20 or 30 more cars out there for $1 million.
I love it. I mean, because people might not know this, but the president's salary is only $400,000. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, $400,000 isn't a lot, but I'm just saying he's the president of the United States, and that position, $400,000 a year. So he's about to double his salary on a car that he just drove. And what cracked me up is they showed a picture of it as well, right? Y'all got to go out there and Google it. But they showed a picture, and I mean, I'm thinking it's going to be like on some 20s and just banging. I mean, it just looks like a regular 300. But I guess it's just the fact that he was the president. That's the big thing. It was the president.
Yeah.
That, you know, you getting that title transfer from Barack Obama. So that's, you know, that's the big thing. And I would imagine that multimillionaires and billionaires who have the money, they might entertain that. So we'll have to watch it unfold, and I'll come back with a follow-up story once we get a taker on the bid. So I'm going to go out to eBay and keep you guys posted. Poetic, what do you think about this?
The president, he's a businessman. You can see it all in his face. The brother, he knows he's in the right transaction. He knows that he's valued because he is the president, you know, definitely. And, it's not like he's taking that totally advantage of it. The man's going to use it for his campaign. This is what he's trying to do. And it's going to work.
So you think that if taker, you think someone is going to buy it?
I tell you, do I think someone's going to buy it? Watch. Yes.
All right.
I think the bids are going to go up, actually. I think they're going to go higher.
For more than that.
Really?
Yeah, I think the $1 million is just a starter bid.
Wow. All right.
We're talking about the president of the United States here. We're not just talking about any old anybody. This is the president.
And
they voted for him just as well as we did.
First black president.
First black president. You mean to tell me? Come on.
Come on.
Sold.
Wow.
Like I said, you need to get 30 more vehicles and put them up there as well.
Well, I'll do my due diligence, and I'll follow up on the story, and I'll come back on Monday. If we have a final taker over the weekend, and I'll follow up on this story just because it was intriguing and you guys gave me some great discussion around it. So there you have it, ladies and gents. As always, I have to say thank you to my supporting cast for participating in Lady Di's Hot Topics. But it's time to go back to the hot topic of the hour, and that is, you know, what is an EPK or an electronic prep kit? And why do you need one in today's environment as an artist? And we have on the line with us tonight not only my producer extraordinaire, Poetic, and, of course, Myra Moore is always in the background holding it down, fantastic, phenomenal men out of the industry in Thaddeus and Miami Black. So as we wind down to the bottom of our last hour, I want to know this. Does it hurt someone who does not have their stuff together, who is now submitting an EPK that is not well done? Should they just rather not send it? Because sometimes, and you guys know what I'm talking about, sometimes you have artists say, well, I gave it a try. I put some effort into it. I was trying to put something in their hand. What advice would you give them, Thaddeus?
I mean, you have to make sure your stuff on point from the jump. Like, from the get-go, if it's not all the way 100% together, it looks bad. It almost looks like you didn't send one because you didn't put the time into it to make it everything it could be. What separates great artists from okay artists.
Wow. Miami Black, your thoughts?
Yeah, man, you got to, you know, for an artist that is not properly prepared with an EPK, better have one heck of a mouthpiece. That's all I got to say. You got to have one heck of a mouthpiece. You got to be able to talk a fish off a cat truck. You got to be in a position to be hungry. You got to, if you missing a press kit and you show up, you better have holes in your pants.
Wow, poetic, and your response is?
My response with Miami Black, I have to piggyback on that because definitely, you don't show up. I mean, you definitely want to show up prepared. And right now, today's time, you know, technology is changing, and we're going forward in it. You know what I mean? So I'm with him. Got the floor.
Good stuff. Well, I have one more question before we go into our next break and our final segment with T-Pain, interview with Valda Beebe. It was so grateful to have her be a supporting cast here on the show. She has her own celebrity interviewing show, and she does really well. You talk about a woman who's well-respected and held in high regard. That is Valda Beebe. She knows the niche of how to partner with sponsors. I mean, that's the last time I bumped into her. She had, like, thousands and thousands of pieces of Hershey, you know, kisses and different things where she had partnered with them for a campaign. And so she knows how to get it done. And I just want to say a big kudos to her. She's definitely one to model after in the business. And we want to just say thank you so much for thinking of little old Hip Hop National Radio and partnering with us to share wonderful interview of T-Pain, and I cannot wait to just sink our teeth into that wonderful magazine and hear even more and more about T-Pain and his story, so we're grateful for that. So let me ask you guys this one into the break. I mean, what if you have an artist who just believes that they really don't need an EPK? I mean, they don't feel like it is worth their time, the investment financially, and they just want to stay doing things the old school way. What would you say to them, Thaddeus?
I tell them good luck, for one. I mean, the way the industry's changed and everything, you can definitely take an old school approach to an extent, but you have to kind of hybridize your operation. If you're neglecting the internet and you're neglecting to send out EPKs, then you're only doing half as good as you could do, and that's just not going to cut it. You got to be a renaissance man to make it as an independent artist. You have to be your promotion. You have to be your manager. You have to do it all. You can't fall short just because you don't want to put together an EPK. Like, that's just not going to work out for you if you don't do it. And I'm not saying that it won't work out your career in general, but you will find a much harder time to progress on the business side of things, to make yourself go further and push your act. It's going to be hard doing that. It's fighting uphill if you're not trying to adapt to the way people want information presented to them.
All right. Miami Black, your response?
Yeah, that was words. Yeah, and Ms. Dye, you know, that was words from a real CEO. Thaddeus is a real city CEO. Thaddeus sitting right now at about 21 million, sitting about 21 million hits on his production side alone as a solo. I'm telling you, you got a heavy hitter online right now. Don't underestimate it. This man doing his thing in the business, and everybody needs to be listening because, you know, that is a true CEO.
Wow.
So I got to say, whatever he's saying as far as a bio kit and how important it is to have that storyline, you have to put together a story. You know, people would rather hear the story as opposed to the music. People are nosy. People want to get in your business. The more dirtier, the more nastier, the more, you know, upfront it is as far as the actual reality of the actual story. I'm not saying a nasty story or anything like that. Just your story, whatever that story may be, people buy that.
Wow. I don't know. I got to wonder about you tonight, Miami Black, because you've been sounding a little frisky. First you talked about lap dance, now you're saying nasty and then trying to retract it. I got to keep my eye on you. I mean, I guess my ear for right now. But, okay, that's good. And you know, I also am a very attentive listener, and I just wanted to clarify. Now, Thaddeus is sitting on $21 million, hits or $21 million. Because if he's sitting on $21 million, Thaddeus, I'm going to need you to go to hiphopnational.com and hit the donate button, like, right now.
Nah, that's
$21 million hits down towards website as far as his production. I don't know. I'm not trying to get in his pockets now. I don't know how much money he's sitting on, but I know right now he has a powerful online impact, and a lot of people come to him.
I'm just messing with you. But now, if you hit $21 million, I am expecting a mill of that to hit Hip Hop National. Now, I ain't joking about that. We gonna support you, baby. We gonna support you because that's what we do. Poetic, do you have any comments before we go into our next break?
Well, I'll tell you like this: if with your bio being on point, like you say, definitely you want to keep in there something interesting that piques their interest and catch them from the start, because you only got one good time to make a first good impression. And if you don't capture their attention, be honest with you, you'll be wasting their time. They'll go through your email. The next time you send it, they definitely ain't going to answer it. Trust me. So you want to get their attention from the start. Get some attention-grabbing editors. I would say hire a professional to get it done, period.
Wow.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Right.
I heard that. There's a whole bunch of professionals that beat connected to Hip Hop National Radio. That's why you got to tell a friend, and each one needs to reach one and teach one, because that's what we do. If you need it done and we don't have it in our camp, it can't be done. That's just how thick our network is, and how we got 21 million hits just sitting on a website, because that's what we do at Hip Hop National. That's right. We all one big family up in here. This is Lady Di on Fabulous Family and Friends Friday. You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. We are at the bottom of our final hour. My, how time flies when you're having so much fun and you got some fine men backing you up. That's right. I am a lucky girl. So we are getting ready to hear the rest of T-Pain's interview with the fantastic Dowager BB, and then we will be listening to one of my homeboys straight out of the big, long, star state of Texas, Gizmo with Player, Player Fresh. Don't you go anywhere. Let's check out. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Well, they tell me your stage name, T-Pain, is short for Tallahassee Pain.
Yes.
Give us a little history behind that.
Well, basically, you know, Tallahassee, Florida is a small town, so, you know, it's more or less not really a hot spot for, you know, searching for talent, you know, so there's not a lot of CEOs and, you know, record labels coming through to check for talent, so it took a lot of pain and struggle to really, you know, for lack of better words, get out of Tallahassee, you know, and it just took a whole lot. I mean, but, you know, I couldn't make my name Teeth Pain and Struggle and Hard Work, so I think I just took all the pain.
Well, it's become very popular. Your album Revolver, available now?
It's available actually tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow on iTunes and all the good stores, right?
Ready to go.
Okay, I know this is your current project, but can you share with me what's next? What are you thinking of?
I think I'm going to immediately start working on my next album. And, you know, just sit in the studio and whoever comes in there, that's who's getting the song. I'm just going to, you know, kick my feet up and start doing these features again. You know, just really get back in the circuit of the music industry and just really, really go hard.
Well, T-Pain, you've been a delight to talk to. I know you're Your family's so very, very proud of what you do.
Yes, they are.
Well, we thank you for being a positive force and continue being who you are and continue doing good music.
I will.
Well, thanks for being my celebrity guest and the best guest on the planet on the Valder BB Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jamming or Slamming Competition. Jamming or Slamming is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
33, 45.
This is Jay Luke from Cash Time.
Swag, swag, swag.
It's
Gizmo,
when my swag hit the floor, ladies gone, drop it low. Deep to touch your toes, and some ballers in the building, and our pockets be on swole. See our clothes, yeah, we flip down fresh. And you know we straight swagging down the dirty Dallas days. We trendset, show you things you never seen. No doubt about it, real speech. We be fly, we be clean, we be clean from head to toe. That's why we stay getting chose. Haters, we pay you no mind. We what that is, it's 214. You ain't know, well that's cool. Check us out from head to shoe. And you see we jumping fresh like a player supposed to. And it's the truth for our city we put on. We throwed out, yeah, we in our own zone. And we stay dressed to impress, guaranteed, no lie, right on, that's a bet. I be left down fresh, I be left down fresh, left. Plus I ride like this. Now I'm player down fresh so I get chose by the chief. Cause they never seen some player made kicks like this. Better yet, they ain't never seen a clip like this. Got my player partners with me and we all the fresh. We all the fresh. Have a style like mine. Yeah, I know you're sitting with. As long as you keep trying, you gon' keep yourself here. Don't trip, sit back and let my swag showcase. Yeah, I'm known to turn ass when I step up in the place. Gon' tell you what to do. This right here is a fool. I was born with it, man.
No need for the swag.
No need for swag. And it's the truth for our city we put on. We throwed out, yeah, we in our own zone. And we stay dressed to impress, guaranteed, no lie, right on, that's a bet. I be left down fresh, I be left down fresh, left, left down fresh, I be left down fresh, left, left down fresh, I be left down fresh, left down fresh, left, left down fresh.
national, let's give them what they asking for. This hip hop national, let's give them what they asking for. This hip hop national, let's give them what they asking for. This hip hop national. This hip-hop national.
If you gon' play to win and you want some major spins, this where you need to be 3 days a week from 8 to 10. This hip-hop national where everybody got a voice.
MEC 2012 Young Adult Conference, February the 15th through the 18th, 7:45. Come join us at 115 Northeast 3rd Street, Pompano Beach 33060. For more information, call 954-785-9546. Again, that number is 954-785-9546. MEC 2012 Young Adult Conference.
Many of us will enjoy Christmas in the company of friends and family.
In India, every month, 100,000 children die of starvation and violence. In a town called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirakshana, they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirakshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website. Nirakshana, that's NIREEKSHANA.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
You are locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your girl, Lady Di, your hostess with the mostest alongside Poetic. And of course, my remorse is always in the background holding us down. Tonight, like any other night, we have an all-star cast in Thaddeus and Miami Black, who's joined us to help us navigate our way through the EPK, the Electronic Press Kit. Before we jump back into that discussion and begin our descend for the night, I want to find out what they thought of Gizmo with Player Down Fresh. Let's start with you, Thaddeus.
It was a cool check. I mean, I think they were going for a nice club-type street joint. So, I mean, for what it was, it worked, and I give it a good 7.
Okay, 7. We will move on to Miami Black and get your thoughts.
Yeah, I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was bringing a lot of energy. I think the song will work well overseas. And because of that, I'm going to have to hit that one with a 9. I think they'll like that overseas.
All right. Poetic, what was your thought?
I thought it was along with what Thaddeus said, and I'll give it an 8.
All right. I have a biased opinion because he's from my neck of the woods, the big D, Dallas, Texas. So I was frank in giving my thoughts. But big up to Gizmo, and we love to hear more and more from you to come. Well, it is that time where we are officially getting ready to wind down into the weekend. And I want to definitely just say thank you for some great conversation and discussions. And I want to ask you, Thaddeus, for all of the listening artists and our aspiring folks who are on the line waiting to hear from you, what would be kind of your top 3 to 5 tips to the artists regarding their electronic press kit?
Number one, make sure your music is top-notch. Don't put any songs that aren't well mixed or that are unmastered on your EPK. You want to make sure it is radio quality as soon as the executives hear it. I would say number two, definitely make sure your biography is interesting, captivating. Make it draw me into you as an artist. Why would I want to follow your story? And then third tip I would say is definitely have your headshots and your photos right, because everyone needs an image to place with the music. And like Miami Black said way earlier, half of the time image is more important than the music. Unfortunately, that's true, but people want a good image. So I would say that's three really strong tips right there.
Yes, they are. Miami Black, we can't wait to hear your list. Give us your short list of great tips to leave these wonderful artists with in regards to their electronic press kit.
Number one, get a publicist. Number two, get a manager.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's just short, sweet, and hard to beat. You know, I'm not used to you being like that, but I had put it on mute, and you was done before I got to hit the button. Wow. I heard that. He had been ready to hide into the weekend. Just publicist and manager. That's it. That's all. I'm done. Okay. All right. I accept that. So, Eddie?
I said keep it short. One, I said keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it simple. Okay? Definitely you want to put as much effective energy into that bio as much as possible. Make sure that you're connecting the dots with the person who's reading it. I also would include, for two, I would also include an audio biography. You could probably do that with doing a live interview with maybe a radio station like Hip Hop National. Then three, definitely take advantage of the video age as well, because and show them how well you interview and give them a good perception of who you are, because going forward in this business of music, they want to know how professional you are. So
yeah.
that would be three. That take advantage of the fact that it is an electronic press kit.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And get that CD. Get that CD package right.
Wow. And I heard you, Poetic, throw that shameless plug in. He said, like, if you want to do an interview, like, on a radio station, like Hip Hop National Radio. I heard that. You work hard.
Hey.
I like it. I love it.
Do a commercial. That's right. Do a commercial on Hip Hop National Radio.
I love it.
I back that up. Poetic, listen, that's the hardest working man in this business.
I heard that. Now, since you backing it up,
he's
you
that man put a lot of hours in, and I'm gonna tell you, he's gonna get the results out of it too.
So, am I hearing that you're gonna be the first one to get them charged up like they do in the church? Are you gonna be the first one to get a commercial so they can believe it?
Man, look at here, man. We are constantly commercializing this thing. This goes on behind the scenes. About who you know, listen, it goes on behind the scenes. And like I said, we are networking, we are building, we got a Poetic, we got a business meeting tomorrow. So we finna grow. It's 2012. You know, those who are slacking are gonna be left behind. This train gotta move.
I heard that. They lacking and they slacking, they can get the packing. And you moving with us, we strive to excel in 2012. Ain't that right? That's what we doing. Strive to excel in 2012. I heard that. And the rest of them can
I love that.
All right. I had to catch myself. I was getting too good. I said, striving to excel in 2012. And if you not on it, you can go to hell. Okay, let me get back into this. I'm tripping. You can tell when you get close to winding down, because I get excited about the weekend. I do this at work. I do this on the radio. It's something about winding down into the weekend that gets me excited. You want to get me excited, let it flip to Friday. It be on and popping. But I love spending time with all of you, and we're at our point where we're getting ready to do our round robin wrap-up. Remember that if you want to get connected to any of our guests, the only way to get the key and the pass is to go through Hip Hop National Radio. That is our new format for 2012, because, you know, so many times in the business world, they try to cut out the middle, man. They bite the hand that feed them. No longer. We done got smarter. Ain't no side deals going down. You want to get connected to our people, have your people call my people. That's how we're doing it in 2012. And this, believe me, it's not as easy as you think it is to find them, because we know people in high places. So there you have it. I'm off my soapbox for the moment. And I want to say to you, Thaddeus, thank you so much for coming on the show. Once you've been a part of the show, you're no longer a guest. In fact, you just be like Miami and become a resident. Just come in as many times as you want every day if you want to. We just He's a part of the team. I just say Miami Black. He's part of the dream team. You are welcome back as much as your schedule will permit you to come, and I just enjoyed you. You are a breath of fresh air, and we thank you from the bottom of our heart for coming on and sharing some of your expertise with all of us. So what do you have for your closing comments for all of the people that are listening?
For all the artists out there, you know, I think we stressed the importance of a press kit to a tee tonight, so be sure to get that in order. And if you're looking for any music, you need some beats or something, check us out on the internet, Rick and Thaddeus Music. And, you know, be sure definitely to holler at Hip Hop National as well while you're on the internet. But I would like to say thank you for having me tonight. It's definitely been a pleasure, and I'd love to come back.
All right. Well, consider it done. We're just going to have your people get with my people, and we'll put you on the schedule. That's how it's going down.
Sounds good.
Miami, you know how much I love you. Go ahead and tell the people your closing comments for today.
Yeah, definitely. What trying to be funny by saying, go get a publicist and a manager, but no, you definitely have to package yourself correctly. And, you know, you have to have people in positions to be able to speak for you as well. I mean, cause this is a network. This is a business opportunity, and this is exactly what it is. It's a biz off. It's a business opportunity, and the end result is making money at the end of the day. If it doesn't make money, it does not make sense. You want to turn this into a business, you have to become a business professional. You have to be well packaged. The reason why we visit McDonald's is because of the Golden Arches and, you know, having the opportunity to see the commercial on TV. I mean, it's all an illusion. So if you can, you know, keep up with the masses and compete, you're going to have to come the way they come. And people don't accept less. They accept the best. You know, they want to shoot for the guarantee, but that's what I got to leave the listeners with today. God bless.
All right. We appreciate you so much. Poetic, what do you have to say to our wonderful guest?
Well, I want to tell our wonderful guest that, hey, man, you guys really put it down tonight by you guys participating. I'm sure you guys changed somebody or touched somebody's ear tonight, and that they got something from it that they can help use, pull into their artillery and fight this war and what they're trying to do in this unsigned field. So I got to say thank you for coming to the show tonight. We really appreciate the support, the ongoing support, definitely from Mighty Black, how he keep holding it down. And yes, we're going to hold that thing down tomorrow, man, so we can move forward. We talk, make some connections, try to pull some, get some people on board. So definitely,
yeah,
man.
Definitely.
Really appreciate you coming through. Tonight, as we wind down, that EPK is a very important part of what you're trying to do in this field of music. It used to be a press kit where it was definitely on the physical level, but like Thaddeus said earlier, use them both. Don't, right now is not the time to totally get rid of your print, because the print work works as far as you going trying to get gigs and clubs, get gigs and churches. You know, they need to see something physical then and now. It's almost like that microwave society when it works for that. So definitely you don't want to just lose it because we've been transitioning to the EPK. Lady Di, you now have the floor.
Well, I appreciate that. I know people are sitting at the edge of their seats waiting for you to take on the ones and twos for the extended hour. They are waiting. They know that you play what they say after we shut down this side of the house. And I had a chance to listen, and I was just jamming the whole night away on Wednesday. So I love when my schedule will permit me to stay on and listen, too. I enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. I think it was a great ad, and I'm so proud of you and everything that you're doing. And like Miami Black said, you know, I echo his sentiments that you do work very hard in radio. You know, Tom Joyner used to be the hardest working man in radio, and I think you bumped him to the side. It's time for old Tom to sit on down and give it to his son. But you are really doing your thing, and I appreciate just your hard work, ethics, and efforts that you put into Hip Hop National Radio. Thank you for allowing me to have the opportunity to be a part of your dreams. It is definitely a pleasure, and so I appreciate you. Before we Before we go over into the extended hour, I would be remiss if I did not mention the throne of grace. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just a fantastic time with some phenomenal men. And, you know, I ask that my prayer be that you send more, that it would be so many that we'd have to, you know, hold them off the line, Lord. We have so much information, and we're ready to educate. We're willing to share because we believe sharing is caring. And we ask that as we wind down into our weekend and we depart from this place, let us never, ever depart from you, Lord. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. Hope everybody have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Poetic, you now officially have the mic and the ones and twos. Good night.
Thank you, Lady Di. I appreciate that. You're probably saying to yourself, how do I get my music played here on Hip Hop National? Well, you call in. You can call in at 213-559-2995. We'll be glad to tell you over the air how to get involved. And thereafter, I'll tell you to really call me direct after the show if you want. You can call me 954-461-3398. Don't tell nobody. That's a secret because I usually don't give my phone directly. So I'm just doing that for you tonight just to let you know. But don't tell anybody that phone number. If you could, just take a seat back and lay back right now. We're about to give you guys our own request hour. You say it, we play it. I know right now everybody's been demanding this song. This is Scum with You Fail.
This is your boy Billy Rockwood from Scum, calling from Sweden. Here's our new single, You Fail. Get along and join the movement of HipHopNationalRadio.com. Request our song, S-C-U-U-M, with You Fail. One love and God bless.
Walking the wrong way. Big up. Scum is in the area one time. Billy Rockwood, J.J. Washington. S-C-U-U-M. You got to run the run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of war rap, read the right paragraph.
About the map, yeah.
It's all about the jazz. Yeah. We wanna make it last. Is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft. You came with so much pain, the big change like sun to rain. That's what happens when you aim too deep. You can't fall asleep. Wait till the end of the world. If that's what it takes, many stakes at hand. A package of cornflakes, little earthquakes, tsunamis makes islands of lakes. Live it up right now before the whole world breaks. Piece of cake for the Lord of the world to see. We are two brothers from other mothers giving you simple. We're both thinking all the time, what is wrong with me? I got the devil from behind always calling me. But it's all about love and unity. An opportunity to live your life right, righteously. The minority, the majority. Give your trust to the Lord. Run, 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 run. Colors follow me. You got to run the run to the right path. Find the right staff in this world of war rap. Read the right paragraph. Yeah, yeah.
It's all about the math.
It's all about the jazz. We wanna make it last. Is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft.
I'm the banger, the future hanger. So she say I'm that dagger who pleases mama. That's my way, boom ya. I'm here, baby, here to the end, stunner. To make my life with her prospects, no dreams of stupid shit. Just a test, do the best of my abilities, no stress. Yo, no bulletproof vest, drop on my mind, all things divine. unwind. Rock combined, nation, no frustration. Bang, 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 bang this out to the nation. So jump around, jump to around the sound of scum. To rattle your mind, turn your brain like gum. So don't diss me, come, your fun's soon done. Have a happy time before it's done. 3 minutes, 30 seconds of this song produced by scum. Billy Rockwood, scientist, number one.
So here on this one.
Walking. You got to run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of Warcraft, read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math,
it's all about the jazz.
We wanna make you laugh, is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft.
Walking, talking, loose. You're losing your shoes and you set up your child. Your fame, Bailiff walking,
la, 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 la,
brand new style.
The road is so rocky, down the wrong road. The real hardcore banger.
Here I am again, you fail.
Oh yeah,
you fail if walking, yeah.
You don't know,
you fail.
This hip-hop national, let's give them what they asking for. This hip-hop national, let's give them what they asking for. This hip-hop national, let's give them what they asking for. This hip-hop national, this hip-hop national. If you gon' play to win and you want to major spins, this is where you need to be 3 days a week from 8 to 10. This hip-hop national, where everybody got a voice.
What's up, family? This your boy Kofan, shout out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on hiphopnationalradio.com.
Yeah, I go by the name of Kovan, Kovan. This my single right here. Call me, check it out,